This audio is brought to you by MuslimEssential.com.
Thank you. Allah, I ask you for steadfast إني أسألك اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الضلال بعد الهدى. والله I get a free video from darkness after darkness. Oh Allah, I speak the truth in you from the church in the masjid after I adhere to it. Because of course in Ramadan. This is what the dua means. Allahumma inni as'a'udhu bika min al-hawli ba'da al-hawl. You saw, and I saw, and you noticed, and I have noticed, that the situation of the masjid and all the masjid have changed after Ramadan. What kind of situation? The Sajid Mu'ab that we used to see in Ramadan, the congregations that we used to see in Ramadan, the masses that we used to see in Ramadan. I mentioned this literally in a different book by last week and the week before, because it's a different object. But the message that we need was so strong, I wanted to share it with you because I know through 45 it's a totally different object. But I wanted the message to make through. The masses that used to come in Ramadan. People standing and praying, people going to the earth, people reading Quran, people making dua, people crying and making dua, we fasted together, we broke our fast together, we did Sabbath Taraweeh together, we did Qiyam together, and in the last day of Ramadan, we had these beautiful people who came in to do i'tikaf in the masjid, the masjid was so vibrant, Eid came, we celebrated it together, we did joy, and we were happy. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawli ba'da al-kawr. And then we make dua, wa Allah al-Sham, wa Allah Syria, wa Allah al-Yaman, wa Allah Kashmir, wa Allah Palestine, wa Allah Gaza, just like the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud, when they were winning the battle. And then it turned into the victory, turned into a loss. And then the Sahaba, the others, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِكُمْ قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. When they sustained, he got through the top of the team. In the Battle of Uhud, and the others, he said, how come? What were you? We were victorious. And then the victory turns into a loss. The Sahaba, they wonder. So Allah responded to the same. It is God of Muhammad. It is from your own wrongdoing. It is from yourself. It is your fault. It is our problem. It is us. If we don't see the fly in the sun, in Gaza, it is because of us. If we don't see the fly in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Burma, in Rohingya, it is because of us, the Muslims. Allah is not Zalim. Unfortunately, Allah is Almal Abbas. We walk ourselves before all these others. I think we walk. What happens? What happens to the promise that we have made? What happens? What happens to the oath we have made? To the dua we have made? To the deed we have said? I saw this message on social media that this friend of mine, a man who was a victim of the Muslim in the Fajr, the day after Ramadan, the day after Eid, he was a victim, and he was only half a mile or 1.5 miles, and he was on that picture. Then I got for you, for Bakr. Then I got for you, for Bakr and Ahl. He was a captain on that poster one line in the Abbey says, he kept my God and what remained? The family. The family has remained. And Ramadan, while he was gone, he took with him to get all of the original gifts. Because here's the thing, Ramadan took the gold, but he offered to go. I'm not going to be able to come back, no. If you were to go, then you're going to come back, no. He's out of hunger, let's go. Ramadan was protecting Inshallah Numbers 2025. Will he be able to be there? Nobody can guarantee, but Ramadan will come back 2025. I don't guarantee that I'm going to be there to witness 2025. What has a theory? What has a conclusion? The prophecy of the body of the prophet is the Prophet. If there is anything that is in the middle of this, إِذَا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قال أهل القرآن وحفظه أهل القرآن وحفظه The Prophet said, Allah has his own people. Because the Prophet said, who are the own people of Allah? That is the private people. Who are these people? His own people. The Prophet said, Ahl al-Qur'an. The people of al-Qur'an. They are the closest to Allah. They are the people of Allah. Not only those who read the Qur'an in Ramadan. And I went to ask you today, but I would not. I don't want to embarrass myself, not anyone here. And I swear by Allah in this member, there are lots of people who did not open the book to come and go to Allah and Allah. This is us. Your people. And there are some people who only make up from Allah when somebody died. And you can figure out if you say that people. Quran said of Allah. By the team, people. This is your deed, this is your amana. Inna aradna al-amana ta'ala al-samawati wal-arzi wal-shimani. Fa abayna an yahyiyannaha wa asbahna minha. Wa hamad al-Malik. This thing is amana. That was offered a presentation to the earth, to the heaven, to the gods, the mountains, who have restraint from taking this amana, from assuming the amana. We don't know that this heaven is very heavy. This thing is very heavy. We don't have the answer. But what I thought, that not that Jesus is all that has been over the world. Story I have heard last week with the other congregations that carry to this group, which may have heard the death of Rasulullah when a high person said, Man of Rasulullah is Benza, somebody want a hurry. Benza, somebody want a hurry. He said, the Prophet has died. When he died, he was reclining with him on my chest. He could not pray. The Prophet was going to have 5 days. That is, not just when he was sick. He said he was at home. He was sick, he couldn't get up. The day when he was able to get up, that day when he was going to die, he threw that for the king yet, to pray that he expected to open his door, because he was ordered to keep the house open. But this was only a partition of the door. He opened the door, and then he was going to take his house. He was so happy in his mind. That was for the king. He was not the king. Who was asked to leave the Prophet, and then Abu Bakr wanted to back out to the Prophet with the Prophet. The Prophet pointed out to him with his hand, so Abu Bakr, here's the Prophet, you leave the Prophet. Abu Bakr left the Prophet, and the Prophet did by his servant, when he went back again, rolled as he fell down again with very high fever, he could see the Prophet. And then he went to Abu Bakr, and then had to be blood on his mouth. And then when the Prophet from the Nizwa, he was trying to think, the kid has like a red kid in it, and then after this, the girl from what he wants in his blood, he was told that he could see the Prophet, he said, now it was his head, and then he took the Nizwa from Rasulullah, he stopped the book, and he applies on the mouth of Rasulullah, and he did not just tell him, he provided his head, or he said, before he died, the provider of his life, and he said, and then after he said, and then I heard Rasulullah saying, As-salamu alayka ya Jibreel, but he said, I realized that he didn't need here. And then all of a sudden the Prophet said, it's that Nabu Ya Jibreel. It's that Nabu Ya Jibreel. And then I heard Prophet Muhammad say, it's a permission for Jibreel. The You can do 3 great, you can do 5 great, you can do as mulheres, mas talvez não sabe, mas tudo bem. Mas eu vi tudo que foi assim, agora está assim. Posso ficar um pouco de espiar. Como é que é isso? Eu não vi mais nada. Agora, eu vi. Eu estava com a presença.
I'm going to go to the next one. Sunday, it's been one of the days for 3 to 15. The program was published on Sunday, it's coming from
to have a thing to come with your successes, come with your, if you have any things that you want to maybe support with your success, please come forward and talk about that, especially like that. You won't have a gift to say for a life.
Thank you.